Delaware's U.S. senators are expected to decide later this week whether or not they'll support another short-term spending bill. It's money to keep the federal government operating after funding runs out at the end of the week. Congressional Republicans are proposing a spending bill that keeps the federal government operating until mid-February. But it wouldn't include a deal on giving legal status to so-called Dreamers, undocumented young adults brought to the U.S. as children. The White House rejected a bipartisan compromise restoring Dreamers' protections last week. But it does support including long-term spending for CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program, in the short-term authorization measure. Senator Chris Coons says he and Senator Tom Carper want both a DACA deal and funding for CHIP. Coons says no one wants a government shutdown, but the White House continues to impede negotiations.
The president himself said he would sign any bipartisan deal that was brought to him in a very public setting of his choosing, time and place of his choosing at the White House. He invited the folks in and said, "You come up with a deal and I'll sign it." They came back several days later and he blew the deal up.
Coons says he won't vote yes unless he sees a real resolution on these issues. Carper, also expressing frustration with the White House, says he's leaning no. But Republicans hope that including CHIP funding will sway Democratic support. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.